Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What is a blessing? And what does it mean to be blessed? When you hear someone tell you they feel blessed, what do you think they mean? It might be more common to speak about blessings in the South than in the North, but we still hear people in New England say, "I was blessed because," or "I feel blessed by," and then we hear a story of delight or good fortune or relief. Many of us will tell each other that children are a blessing, especially during those first few weeks when we're holding new children in our arms, counting toes, and marveling over the amazing creation resting in our arms. We know God blessed us with our children. And then people sometimes will say that rain is a blessed relief after a scorching day of heat. And sometimes someone survives a tragedy or gets the cancer remission they were praying for, and they will tell us that they feel blessed. In the Oklahoma Bombing Memorial Garden, there are markers for all who died in that tragedy. And then there is a survivor's tree flourishing behind the markers, planted to remind survivors that they can still grow to be strong and beautiful after surviving a tragedy. The creators of that garden understood blessings to be not only something given to us, but something that we choose. Blessings are about finding happiness, and blessings are about being given the gift of a life-giving, perhaps life-saving moment. But blessings are also more than that. If we only understand blessings to be about a simple joy or an easy happiness, our definition of blessings may be too narrow. Blessings do come to us as gifts from God. They are not earned. They are not merited. They are freely given. But blessings are not always simple, and they are not always easy. If you were blessed with children in your life, odds are very high that those blessings will leave their socks on the floor when they are 12 and get into all sorts of soul-changing and soul-wrenching challenges after that. And sometimes it can take a long time to recognize a blessing. Sometimes we grieve the loss of a broken friendship or an ended romance, only to discover a few years later that that person wasn't the person who could truly go the distance with us into deeper friendship or deeper partnership. And other times, the person we don't think will become a good friend or a good partner turns out to be the very person our lives were missing. And there are all sorts of permutations in between. Blessings can require discernment and patience if we want to spot them. Jesus seems to have felt that blessings could be complicated. In our gospel passage from Matthew this morning, Jesus shares the Beatitudes with his disciples. But the people who he lists as blessed are not the people most of us would have labeled as blessed, at least not at first. Jesus' words confirm that there are many shades and colors of blessing. Here are some. Blessed are the poor in spirit. It turns out that if we are poor in spirit, if we know where we are broken or scuffed up or short on virtue, there is hope for us. If we know we are sinners but long for more, there's a blessing waiting for us. Seeking the kingdom moves us closer to the kingdom. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God is still ours. We are worthy of love because God loves us. We don't earn our way to heaven by being perfect. We are resting in God's love already. Blessed are those who mourn. When we mourn, we admit our hearts are broken. We tell the truth about the love we had, the parent who died, the partner who died, the child we lost. God tells us that our honest grief sets us free. Honest grieving takes a long time. Often it takes years. But Jesus promises us that one way or another, we will be comforted. If we are pinned by the weight of grief and sorrow, God is already there with us. Comfort is coming. Blessed are the meek. If we are gentle and used to being underestimated by human beings, God hears us, and God doesn't underestimate us. If our meekness makes it harder for us to speak out for ourselves, it can build up our capacity to listen to others. It can make room in our hearts to hear the whole truth, not just the parts of the truth that make us feel important. Jesus says that that gentleness of spirit will inherit the humble, gentle earth. Blessed are the ones who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus says that if we are brave enough to long for a justice that hasn't been realized yet, and thirst for a righteousness that still needs to be built, we are blessed. We see a place in the world's brokenness that needs our work and our prayers to make it whole. While we strive to build it, God will be working with us. Our longing already has courage and vitality and blessing within it. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful because the same thing that lets us be merciful lets us be humble enough to receive mercy when we ourselves need it. Blessed are the peacemakers. And blessed are the peacemakers because when we work for peace and reconciliation in broken places, whether in our family or in the world, we're doing God's healing and God's reconciling work. Whether or not the goal of peace is secured, the struggle for peace brings us our true identity, children of God. All these things Jesus describes in the Beatitudes, mourning, being poor of spirit, being meek, being desperate for justice, longing for peace. All these things feel unsettled and unsatisfying. Not at all the way we often expect a blessing to feel. But in the process of working out these longings, Jesus knows that we are actually working out our salvation. We're standing in places of love and concern, trying to be people of healing, hope, and redemption. We are, in sum, working as children of God, being God's hands in the world. Can a blessing be difficult? Apparently it can. Do we always recognize blessings when they come? Apparently we don't. What we can do is trust in the process of healing and redemption themselves, and trust in our God to see us through the places we have to walk. We can trust John's epistle when he tells us, "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will become has not yet been revealed." So, children of God, saints of the church, run with endurance the race that is set before you. And remember that you are blessed and loved. Amen.